Namaste, family and friends. It's Bill in Kathmandu at the Yak and Yeti, June 5th. And I had the most wonderful dinner last night with my Sherpa family. It was really, really nice. So I hosted the dinner at Kilroy's restaurant in Kathmandu and Tamil. It's my favorite restaurant. And in fact, my photo is up all in that restaurant from my 2009 summit. When I became the oldest American to summit Mount Everest. So we all met there. Many of the Sherpas from my team were there, and some brought their children. I just loved it. We ate outside, and I just can't describe the bond of friendship and love that we share from the time we spent together on the mountain. And it was just really, really special. The end of the dinner, they each gave me a kata, a scarf, and I must have had 20 of them around my neck. And we took a lot of photos inside the restaurant in front of the picture that I described earlier on the wall. I know the owner really well, named Robert. He was there. And you could just tell the Sherpas and their families were so happy to see me there and have a nice dinner, and they were really sad at the end when we had to say goodbye. So it was just a really wonderful, special evening. I'm so glad I did that. I invited Prushang Bhoti, and fortunately he was able to come, so Prushang was there. Prushang was the Sherpa for my dear friend Bud Allen from Columbus, Georgia in 2009. Bud had some oxygen problems on the summit night, so he sent Prushang along, and we summited together in 2009. Prushang is a wonderful, wonderful young man, and it was great to see him last night. In 2008, when my daughters Amy and Laurie came with me for the trek up to base camp, Prushang was with us. At the time, he was single, and Laurie and Amy did everything they could on the trek up to base camp and back down to find a mate for Prushang. That didn't work out. Well, last night, Prushang announced at the dinner that he's married and is expecting a child. His wife couldn't make it because she's a week away from delivering, and the doctor didn't want her traveling on the roads of Kathmandu. So I was thrilled to hear that great news. And also, Prushang has an affiliation with an orphanage in Kathmandu, and my daughters and I, Amy and Laurie and I, visited the orphanage and gave them gifts and packages and bought them clothes, and the name of the orphanage is Lomi Kids Care. And it was a very special time for us to see those young orphans in Kathmandu. Well, it turns out that today there is a soccer tournament that the orphanage is participating in. So I'm just thrilled that I'm going to get to go to that. Prushang's going to pick me up at 3 o'clock on his motorbike and take me to the soccer tournament. I'm going to get to reunite with these children that we saw back in 2008. I just can't wait. I'm going to get film and photos, and really excited about that. I'm having lunch with Nyingma and his family. I met his brother last night. So I'm having lunch with him today, and soccer tournament this afternoon, and the plan is to fly to Bangkok tomorrow, spend the night there, and then the next day, the day after tomorrow, I'll fly home. And I'm so excited and anxious to do that. So I'll be sharing photos with you when I get back home of all of this. And that's the latest report from Kathmandu, and I guess my next report will be when I'm back at home, sweet home. Love all of you guys, and thanks again.